"What?" said Harry, now starting to laugh himself. "Lupin? Listen, if he had this much gold, he'd be able to buy himself some new robes." "Yeah, but he likes you," said Ron, "and he was away when your Nimbus got smashed, and he might have heard about it and decided to visit Diagon Alley and get this for you." "What do you mean he was away?" said Harry. "He was ill when I was playing in that match." "Well, he wasn't in the hospital wing," said Ron. "I was there, cleaning out the bedpans on that detention from Snape, remember?" Harry frowned at Ron. "I can't see Lupin affording something like this." "What are you two laughing about?" Hermione had just come in, wearing her dressing gown and carrying Crookshanks, who was looking very grumpy, with a string of tinsel tied around his neck. "Don't bring him in here," said Ron, hurriedly snatching Scabbers from the depths of his bed and stowing him in his pyjama pocket. But Hermione wasn't listening. She dropped Crookshanks onto Seamus's empty bed and stared, open-mouthed, at the firebolt.
"Oh, Harry, who sent you that?"
"No idea," said Harry. "There wasn't a card or anything with it." To his great surprise, Hermione did not appear either excited or intrigued by this news. On the contrary, her face fell, and she bit her lip. "What's the matter with you?" said Ron.
"I don't know," said Hermione slowly. "But it's a bit odd, isn't it? I mean, this is supposed to be quite a good broom, isn't it?"
Ron sighed exasperatedly. "It's the best broom there is, Hermione," he said.